enemy lines.
Let's get into the, let's get into the laneways.
Hey,
get
yeah,
coffee.
Yeah. It's just, we're comrades.
We're
aren't we?
Brothers. We're Jeez. Brothers in arms.
We
lads.
Are, absolutely.
How are we going, boys?
Robert, Andrew, how are we?
Hello, Joel.
G'day, lads.
Fletch, how are you, lads?
Yeah, good boys.
It's all happening in your neck of the woods.
Oh, it's all happening. What do you need? What do you want to know?
What's going on at Cronulla?
Can Sharks you, in the water. Pardon
can, yeah,
the pun.
Burly everywhere. Can you yeah. just sort of give us the? Because we're trying to work out how this the so where the pieces all line up in this story. Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, basically, Johnny Morris, the current coach of the Sharks.
Yep.
He's been there for 3 years. They've made the semis, although they haven't. Okay, so they finished top eight the last 2 years, but they got knocked out. They went out straight sets. They hadn't beaten a top eight side for 2 years. I think I'm correct. What's happened now, there's an assistant coach by the name of Craig Fitzgibbon at the Roosters, and he's been there through their halcyon days when they won the three competitions. What's happened now, the board of directors have gone out to market, approached Craig Fitzgibbon, and said, would you like to come and coach the Cronulla Sharks? The Cronulla Sharks supporters are just going berserk because they're saying it's a lack of loyalty. Johnny Morris hasn't done anything wrong because he's had a team that he inherited, wasn't his roster. Bang. How was that?
And who's the Penrith, who's the little Penrith Nipsey, the assistant coach at Penrith, who's gone to his board and said, oh, I'm going to be part of this new coaching deal over at Cronulla. I need to get out of my contract. Well, how does he fit into the scheme of things?
Well, he is. So the guy, Craig Fitzgibbon, he hasn't been a head coach, but he's been assistant coach. So everyone is after him. The last 3 years, he's been poached and pillared and people have wanted it. And he's always said, nah, I'm staying loyal until my contract finishes. Well, guess what? His contract finishes at the end of the year. So if he doesn't go to the Sharks, someone else will grab him. Cameron Ciraldo is in the same position as Craig Fitzgibbon, but at the Penrith Panthers.
Yes.
He's a gun young coach and everyone is frothing over him.
Yes. So there's all this talent and coaching coming off contract. But boys, you're what's doing on a razor with your own what's doing. Poor old Bucks out there. He's struggling there with the Pies.
Yes.
Now, Anzac Day is a couple of weeks away. Is he guaranteed to see past them? Because I can feel Bucks is under the pump.
So it's not like that down here, is it? We don't pull the trigger as quick as you guys do up there.
They used to.
Well, once upon a time,
they
mate.
They used to.
Yes.
Gee whiz. Before we get to Anzac Day, though, Collingwood have got the Eagles in Perth this weekend, lads. So that's sort of shaping as a pretty massive game as well. Not that it'll be win, lose, and, you know,
he's out.
March.
Yeah.
Not that, but. It's sort of next year and beyond is the big question being asked down south.
It'll be if Bucks was to be punted before Anzac Day, it would be a massive story. If it happened, whether
it'd be Norm Smith style,
it'd be as big
50s.
As it'd be a gigantic story if that was.
Well, they've
to
got
happen.
No president.
Well, that's
the other
problem at the moment, boys. I mean, you may have heard of a fellow by the name of Eddie McGuire, but a couple of weeks ago, that bloke who used to, he was up in Sydney for a while.
Yeah. Don't think game show host.
That didn't go well for him up in Sydney.
I love Wheel of Fortune. It's the best.
You blokes are any man of town up there.
We can do it to anyone.
Yeah.
Jeez, you got hold of
we got rid of Hutchie already. he was up in for a week. He's gone back in.
he's headed a long way west and a fifth further south. Yeah. He can't get far enough away from you. So he's gone. He went obviously a few weeks ago now. They haven't appointed the next president. They haven't even really told us who's running the joint at the moment. Their veteran footy manager, he left as well not that long ago. So we all look at a situation like this now and go, well, who's actually making the decisions at the place? And that's not that easy to pinpoint. Well, that person has notionally got their hands on the wheel at the minute. So it's a little bit of a shambles at the moment. At the Pies, if they were to be Pollux this week, it becomes a more serious set of shambles, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, I want to talk about your Bulldogs. 4-0. Oh, now, did you see this coming?
I don't know if I saw the 4-0 coming, but I knew they had all the pieces, bar one. They're probably a tall defender short, but I've got them to be in the top four. Yeah, they've got enough talent. And when they're hungry, they're as good as anyone in the competition. So pleased to see my old mob doing as well as they are.
Just a question for you. Is it a thing that happens up there in rugby territory?
Rugby league.
Rugby league.
They bristled at that.
Does this happen in league when legends of the game retire and then a year or two later, a country team or a suburban team says to them, listen, we'd love you to come and play a game for us? We've got the local rival this weekend. Can you come and just be a, sort of like a celebrity player for us? Pack the terraces out. We'll get a few through the gate. We'll have a big night at the footy club. Do former rugby league greats do that sort of stuff?
I wouldn't say greats. I would say also Rens.
Yeah. Okay, because Robert.
I've played in four of them.
Oh, did you? And when you did it, did you ever get targeted? Like, was there ever?
Would you flag that?
The hero from the other mob.
Just ask him how it went.
Everyone wants to know whether the hero from the other mob is going to make a name for themselves by taking out the former.
They wouldn't want to try. They know I can put my hands up.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I played out at the I was playing for the Cobar Roosters. I think we played the Ningen Tigers, and it was on. Not with me, but the crowd was out. I played about 4 minutes. I was too scared, but it was
right.
It was frightening.
If I get any verbal over the fence this Saturday, it'll only take verbal.
Bob's doing it for his coastal mob where he's sort of from. He's doing it this weekend. Have you got any advice for him?
Bob, stretch up.
Are you getting paid, Bob?
No, it's a love job.
Don't ever do love jobs.
Yeah, we don't want to hear ball. You want to get rid of it, Bobby boy. I'll tell you one thing we don't hear in rugby league, which you guys are making a bit of a habit of this. We brought it up last week, but Fletch and I, we like to get together on the weekend and watch a bit of the up there Kazali together. And we're watching this. And can you just play this, please, Gibber?
Already with two goals to... Big man, 203 centimetres, 112 kilos. Thud!
How are you allowed to say that?
We think he got tripped up with a combination of thump
and whack struck.
The food smoothie.
You folks got. Is there no management up in your neck of the woods? Because we ran that past our management yesterday to see whether we could play it, and they said under no circumstances are you to play that on your show.
Okay, well you're going to hate this then. we've just found.
If I say the name,
Tracy Kiss. Do you know who Tracy is?
No, I don't.
Well, she's a British woman. She claims she's fighting off coronavirus by drinking sperm smoothies. I don't know if she's a vegan bodybuilder, and she claims she has not had a cold or flu for 3 years since she's been drinking the unusual concoction. Jeez. Now, your security guards down there, have you ever thought about maybe throwing them one of these SS's?
Wow. Gee whiz, you got right to the core of the blackest part of Victoria's history for the last 100 years.
Holy mackerel.
Sperm smoothies might have been the solution.
Well, we're in the inner north down here, Andy and I. We sort of stick to more smashed avocados and pomegranate salads. Vegan tacos.
Okay, well, if you're not going to do that, she also uses the fluids on her face to improve her skin condition. So there's many, many uses.
Just with an oil of Olay or something. Okay.
A bit of Nivea.
Just a moisturiser.
Can you just whack a bit of Nivea on there or something? Why do you have to get
saying this is what I'm telling her face looks very smooth.
Good. So you vouch for it then as a treatment?
I think so.
It gets the Joel and Fletch thumbs up.
Absolutely. As you blokes do. You blokes do as well.
Amongst other things.
Yeah. Hey, boys.
Go up.
Is anyone up in that neck of the woods talking about the Shield final in cricket, first class cricket in Australia? New South Wales in the final, taking on Queensland.
Is that
on your radar at all?
Yeah. I've talked about it ad nauseum today. I'm sick of talking about it. Joel, you haven't spoken about it yet.
No. Valletta is on fire. He's
Mike Valletta, what a great. Gee whiz. Hey, lads, we've got to let you. Just before we do, I don't know who's whining. I don't know what happened last week. I don't know who's winding it up. But I'm going to, this will be my last contribution.
Yeah.
You're young blokes and you're learning the caper and you're doing a good job. You're real. You got a long, you know. Not you and me. The two boys up in Sydney. They're going well and they're killing it.
Yeah.
But the national podcast ratings came out yesterday. I don't know whether you saw. Did you see those?
You're not going to play this card.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you blokes have come in at number 56.
Are we on
national
podcasts, are we?
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Nothing to say.
Oh, so we do podcasts.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, your show gets put out.
Gotcha. Not too familiar with that.
Yeah, no, 56.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's Pereira. Very good.
Great.
That's right around Australia.
With a bullet, too.
Yeah.
With a bullet. Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to know number 55 was?
I will say Don Burke. He's just a little bit of the gloss has come off Don in the last few years.
Dwayne would have been 54.
Andrew O'Keefe.
Denya.
I suppose I asked for this, didn't I?
Yeah, I think because the wine was so big, you gave them enough time to learn the bullets.
Boys, that'd be us.
Good on you, lads.
Congratulations. Well done, good on you, lads. And if you miss anything during the show, make sure you download the podcast from all your podcast providers and give it a little rating on the way through.
Boom.
Oh, lovely.
Boom.
Stars.
Boys, go and have a great day.
Righto, gentlemen. Great to chat.
Joel and Fletch up there. Yeah, boys.
How good are the boys, Bobby and Andy?
They're very good. I think we're growing on them.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good segment. I enjoy that.
Broke down the barriers of the interstate rivalry.
Yeah, New South Wales showing how lowbrow they are. That's on their feed. On the text feed for Bob and Andy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we got what we wanted.
Exactly right.